الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله تبارك وتعالى يوفقنا جميعا لما يحبه ويرضاه. Before starting, I want to say Allah yubarikum fikum. I know that every day after Al Maghrib you are sitting and reviewing. Alhamdulillah, this is a very good thing. May Allah give you the strength. And inshallah, you'll continue doing that. The benefit is very big in doing that. So don't lose it. Allah yubarikum fikum. كنا أمس تكلمنا آخر ما تكلمنا عنه أن الله تبارك وتعالى قادر على كل شيء وأن كل شيء يحتاج إلى الله عز وجل. The last matter we discussed yesterday, as I remember, was to say that Allah تبارك وتعالى has the power over everything and that everything is in need to Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكنا ذكرنا أن كل شيء من الممكنات هو محتاج إلى الله تبارك وتعالى لأنه ممكن. And as you remember, we mentioned yesterday that every matter among the mental possibilities is in need to Allah تبارك وتعالى because it is a mental possibility. من هنا يفهم أو وقلنا بأن قدرة الله تتعلق بالممكنات العقلية كلها. And as we mentioned yesterday that the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى is related to all the mental possibilities. Everything that accepts mentally to exist at one time and to cease existing at another, at one point of time. Is in need to the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى to exist. And thus the power of Allah عز وجل is related to all the mental possibilities. من هنا يفهم أن قدرة الله لا تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي. From this it is understood that the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not related to the mental impossibility. المستحيل العقلي ما لا يقبل الوجود أصلا لذاته. ما لا يتصور في العقل وجوده ما لا يقبل العقل وجوده. When we say mental impossibility, it means the matter which as far as itself is concerned, it does not it does not accept existence. In other terms, a matter that is judged mentally, that it does not accept to exist. It is impossible for it to exist. المستحيل العقلي ليس ممكنا لذلك لا يدخل لذلك المستحيل لذلك قدرة الله لا تتعلق به. The mental impossibility is not possible, is not a mental possibility. Those are two different matters. So the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not related to the mental impossibility. لذلك لا نقول الله قادر على المستحيل العقلي ولا نقول غير قادر. This is why we neither say Allah has the power over the mental impossibility, nor we say Allah does not have the power over it. إنما نقول قدرة الله لا تتعلق به. Rather we say that the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not related to it. إذا سألك سائل الحجر عالم أو جاهل؟ لا تقول عالم ولا تقول جاهل، إنما تقول العلم والجهل لا يتعلقان بالحجر. الحجر لا يتعلق بالعلم والجهل. If someone asks you, is the stone knowledgeable or it is not knowledgeable, it is ignorant? If someone asks you, is the stone knowledgeable or ignorant? You neither say it is knowledgeable nor ignorant. Rather you say knowledge and ignorance are not related to the stone. This is to make it closer to the minds. لا يجوز أن يقال إن قدرة الله تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي. It is not permissible to say that the power of Allah is related to the mental impossibility. لأن القدرة لو تعلقت بالمستحيل لكان جائزا. Because if the power is related to the mental impossibility, then this would not be a mental impossibility. It would be possible. It would be a mental possibility, which is not the case. مثال ذلك الشريك لله مستحيل عقلا. An example of that is for Allah to have a partner. This is a mental impossibility. لو سأل كافر هل الله قادر على أن يتخذ شريكا؟ لا يكون الجواب نعم قادر ولا يكون الجواب غير قادر. إنما يقال هذا مستحيل عقلي والقدرة لا تتعلق بالمستحيل العقلي. An example of that, as we said, it is impossible, it's mentally impossible that a partner of Allah exists, the existence of a partner of Allah. It is mentally impossible. If a blasphemer asks you, is Allah Ta'ala, does Allah have the power to have a partner with Him? In this case, you neither answer, yes, He has, nor you answer, no, He does not have. You don't say, yes, He has, and you don't say, No, he does not have. Because if you say, yes, he has, then this means that having a partner to Allah Azza wa Jal is not impossible, which is not the case. If you say no, he does not have the power over that, then you are attributing weakness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you don't say yes as an answer, and you do not say no. Rather you say the power of Allah. This is a mental impossibility, and the power of Allah is not related to the mental impossibility. Just as we do not say about a stone, it is knowledgeable, and we do not say it is ignorant, because knowledge and ignorance are not related to the stone. هل هذا واضح؟ Is this clear? إذا علم هذا يعلم فساد ما قاله بعض المعتزلة. If this is known, then it would be easier, it would be easy to see the misguidance in the saying of some Mu'tazila, those deviant people who existed in the past. بعضهم قال بعض المعتزلة قال الله قادر على الظلم لكن لا يظلم. Some of these Mu'tazila said Allah has the power to do injustice, but he does not do that. وصدور الظلم من الله مستحيل. It is mentally impossible that injustice would be done by Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعض المعتزلة قال فلا يقال الله قادر على الظلم ولا يقال غير قادر على الظلم بل يقال إن الظلم مستحيل إن الظلم من الله تعالى مستحيل عقلي. So one wouldn't answer them by saying, so one wouldn't say, one should not say Allah has the power to do injustice, and one should not say that Allah does not have the power to do injustice. Rather, أنا معروف هذا كلامنا هلا عم نقول هذا مش كلام المعتزلة. قبل كان بيكون سبق لساني. طيب فإذا الله تبارك وتعالى لا يقال الله قادر على الظلم ولا يقال غير قادر. So one shouldn't say that Allah has the power to do injustice, and what one should not say that Allah does not have the power to do injustice. Rather, one says the power of Allah is not related to that. لما قال هؤلاء المعتزلة الله قادر على الظلم معناه معنى كلامهم إن النقص جائز على الله. When this Mu'tazila said Allah has the power to do injustice, then the meaning of their saying is that Allah, it is permissible for Allah to be attributed with imperfection. قالوا هو قادر على الظلم لكن لا يظلم. كأنهم يقولون النقص جائز عليه. قالوا هو قادر على السفه لكن لا يفعل. معناه السفاهة والعياذ بالله جائزة عليه. هذا معنى كلامي. They said Allah has the power to do injustice but he does not do that. This means it is permissible that Allah would be mentally permissible that Allah would be attributed with imperfection. They said Allah Allah can do foolishness but he does not do that. This means foolishness, it is possible that Allah would be attributed with foolishness. وهذا كفر كما لا يخفى عليكم. Saying that is blasphemy, as it is clear to you. أما أهل السنة فقالوا صدور الظلم من الله مستحيل عقلا فلا تتعلق القدرة به. As for أهل السنة, they said that doing injustice or foolishness is a mental impossibility. Doing for Allah to do injustice or foolishness is a mental impossibility, and the power is not related to the mental impossibility. So they didn't say Allah has the power to do that. They didn't say Allah does not have the power to do that. Rather, they said the power of Allah is not related to it. لأن الظلم هو أن يتصرف الإنسان فيما ليس له حق أن يتصرف فيه. Injustice is for one to do what he is not entitled to do. الظلم تصرف الإنسان في ملك غيره بغير رضاه. Injustice is to use or to inflict or to the property of others without their permission. لكن كل شيء ملك لله. But everything is owned by Allah تبارك وتعالى. هو المالك الحقيقي لكل شيء. He is the true owner of everything. فمهما فعل سبحانه لا يكون ظلما منه. So whatever Allah does, it would not be injustice on his part. الظلم مخالفة أمر ونهي من له الأمر والنهي. Injustice is to disobey the one who deserves to be obeyed. والله لا آمر له ولا ناهي. هو الذي يستحق أن يطاع. ولا آمر له ولا ناهي فلا يتصور منه الظلم سبحانه. Allah is the one who deserves to be obeyed. No one has the right to give orders to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah does not have to obey anyone. So whatever Allah does, it would not be injustice on his part. وهو حكيم سبحانه. يفعل الأشياء لحكمة، عرفناها أو لم نعرفها. And Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with wisdom. So He does whatever He does سبحانه for a wisdom, whether we know the wisdom or we don't know it. أما المعتزلة فكلامهم يخالف هذا الكلام الذي اتفقت عليه الأمة. As for the Mu'tazila, their belief contradicts this belief on which there is a consensus among the nation of Muslims. المعتزلة قالوا يجب على الله أن يفعل ما هو الأصلح للعبد. The Mu'tazila said, it is an obligation upon Allah to do what is better for the slave. لذلك قالوا الله لا يشاء حصول الشر. That is why they said Allah does not will for bad things to happen. That's why they said bad things occur without the will of Allah, because they said it is an obligation upon Allah to do will what is better for the slave. والعياذ بالله تعالى. لكن الشر يقع يحصل في العالم، واجهوا أمرا بعد أن قالوا هذا، واجهوا أمرا وهو أن الشر يحصل في العالم. But the Mu'tazila faced a fact that injustice, wrong things, bad things, evil, these things occur. We see them every day. وهذه الأشياء لم تكن موجودة ثم وجدت. These things did not exist and afterwards they exist. They started to exist. They entered in existence. إذن هي من الممكنات العقلية. So these matters are among the mental possibilities. فهل هي داخلة تحت قدرة الله؟ فهل الله قادر على خلقها؟ They said, so is Allah, does Allah have the power to create these things? These bad things, they did not exist, then they existed. So they are mental possibilities. So does Allah have the power to create them as He has the power to create everything else? This is what they said. افترقوا هنا فرقتين. Here, they were divided into two groups. بعضهم قال الله عندما أعطى العبد القدرة على خلق هذه الأشياء، الله أعطى العبد القدرة على خلق هذه الأشياء، عندما أعطاه القدرة على خلق هذه الأشياء ما عاد قادرا على خلقها. كل ما صار داخلا تحت قدرة العبد خرج عن قدرة الله. So when they faced this issue, this question, they were divided into two groups, and each group came up with a different answer. Both answers were wrong because the base of their belief is wrong, of course. One group said, after Allah gave the slave the power to create these things, so these things occur by the creating of the slave and not by the creating of Allah. And once Allah gave the slave the power to create these things, Allah became powerless over them. Allah does not have any more the power to create these things, these matters. This was the ill answer of one group. أما الفرقة الثانية فقالوا إيه الله قادر على ذلك لكن لا يفعل لأن هذا ظلم وهو قادر عليه لكن لا يفعل. You can see why they came up with this question, can't you? Because they claimed that Allah has to do what is better for the slave. So for them, according to their ill analogy, if Allah is the one who creates the bad things that occur, then Allah would not be doing what's better for the slave, what's best for the slave. And by that, he would be doing injustice towards the slave. So, according to them, to escape from attributing injustice to Allah, they said, Allah does not have the power over these things anymore. So they attributed weakness to Allah, walayyazu billahi ta'ala. The other group said, Allah has the power to create these matters, but He does not do that because this is injustice. He has the power to do it, but because it is injustice, He does not do it. So according to them, it is permissible, mentally permissible, for Allah to be unjust, to be foolish, to be liar, to be unjust. It is mentally permissible for Allah to be like that. So also, according to them, to escape from attributing injustice to Allah, they fell into insulting Allah Azza wa Jal, attributing imperfection to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ahlus Sunnah usuluhum mabniya ala shay' thabit sahih. As for Ahlus Sunnah, the base of their belief is correct and strong. Usuluhum mabniya ala ma ja'a fil Quran wa ma ja'a bihi Nabiyullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The base of their belief is built on what is mentioned in Al-Quran and what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came with. أهل السنة قالوا الله لا يجب عليه شيء. أهل السنة said, there is nothing, there is no obligation upon Allah تبارك وتعالى. يفعل ما يشاء. He does whatever He willed. كل الخلق ملك له. All the creation is owned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يَمْلِكُنَا وَمَا نَمْلِكُ. Allah owns us and owns what we own. مِلْكُهُ حَقِيقِي. He is the true owner of everything. فهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. And he does in his dominion and what he owns, whatever he wills, whatever he willed, سبحانه وتعالى. ولا يكون ظالما. And he is not unjust by doing that. ولا سفيها. And he wouldn't be silly by doing that. لأنه يفعل ما يشاء سبحانه من غير أن لأنه لا يعصي أمر غيره سبحانه. Because by doing what he does, Allah does not disobey anyone else that deserves to be obeyed. ولأنه حكيم يفعل الأشياء لحكمة. And because Allah تبارك وتعالى is wise, he is attributed with wisdom, so he creates whatever he creates for a wisdom. عرفنا حكمة من ذلك أو لم نعرف. Whether we know the wisdom or behind that, or we don't know it. لذلك قالوا الله هو خالق الخير وهو خالق الشر. That's why they said Allah is the one who creates good things and bad things. أليس الله هو الذي خلق الأنبياء؟ بلى. Isn't it Allah the one who created the prophets? Of course. والله هو الذي خلق إبليس. And Allah is the one who created Iblis. حتى المعتزلة يوافقون في هذا. Even المعتزلة agree on that. الله تعالى هو الذي خلق الأرواح الطيبة وهو الذي خلق الأرواح الخبيثة. Allah is the one who created the good souls and he is the one who created the bad souls. Allah تبارك وتعالى هو الذي خلق الحيوانات النافعة وهو الذي خلق الحيوانات المضرة. Allah is the one who created the beneficial animals and he is the one who created the harmful animals. الله هو الذي خلق الأمراض وهو الذي خلق الأدوية. Allah is the one who created the medicines and he is the one who created the illnesses. فهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. He does whatever he willed سبحانه وتعالى without being asked about what he does. إذا فالعمل الطيب الله يخلقه والعمل الخبيث الله يخلقه. So the good deed is created by Allah and the bad deed is created by Allah. هذه البهائم التي نأكلها أليس تتألم عندما نذبحها؟ تتألم. مع ذلك الله تبارك وتعالى أجاز ذلك وهو الذي خلق فيها الألم وهي لم تعصي قط. These animals that we eat, when we slaughter them, don't they feel pain? They do. Who created the pain in them? Who creates pain in them? Allah. Who gave us the permission to slaughter them, to inflict pain on them? Allah. Isn't it permissible? It is. Is it prohibited? No. Why? Because Allah ordered. So because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala حكم decreed. So that's why he is not asked about what he does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the base of the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. هذا أساس عقيدة أهل أساس من أسس عقيدة أهل السنة وهو أساس صحيح يؤيده الشرع ودليل العقل. This is a correct, strong base supported by the proofs, the religious proofs, the religious texts, and the mental proofs. وما خالف ذلك تيه وضياع. And whatever contradicts this is a total loss. هل رأيتم يوما طفلا صغيرا ابن شهر أو شهرين يتألم يمرض ويتألم؟ لابد أنكم رأيتم. كيف يقول المعتزلة الله واجب عليه أن يفعل ما هو الأصلح للعبد؟ Did you ever see a little child 1 month old or so getting sick? Feeling pain? You did, I'm sure. Then how the Mu'tazila say that Allah has to do what is best for the slave? واقع الحال يشهد بكذبهم. Just the facts, what you see every day stand proves that they are lying in what they say. قال المؤلف رحمه الله خلق الخلق بعلمه. The author said Allah brought the creation into existence in accordance with his knowledge. يعني أن الله تبارك وتعالى خلق الخلق على حسب علمه وتقديره الأزلي. This means that Allah تبارك وتعالى created everything according to His eternal knowledge and eternal will. ولأن الله علم كل ما يحصل من العباد فهو قدر حصول ما علم أنه يحصل منهم. Allah knew eternally everything the creatures do. So Allah eternally decreed everything they do. He willed for everything he knew that it happens, Allah willed for it to happen. As Allah knew eternally that it happens at a specific time, Allah willed for it to happen at that specific time. شاء حصول ما علم حصوله. So Allah willed that in accordance with His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, eternally. ولا يخفى عليه سبحانه وتعالى شيء مما يحصل في هذا العالم. And nothing is hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not a single thing that occurs in this universe is hidden from Allah. Allah knows everything eternally. كل نفس كل حركة كل خاطر يخطر في النفس كل هاجس يهجس في النفس كل كلمة كل نظرة الله علم ذلك في الأزل. Every word, every movement, every thought, every blink of the eye is known eternally by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah knows eternally about it, how it occurs and when it occurs, with His eternal knowledge Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وقول الطحاوي رحمه الله خلق الخلق بعلمه إشارة منه إلى أن شرط التخليق العلم، أنه لا يصح أن يوصف بالتخليق إلا الموصوف بالعلم، لأن الجاهل بالشيء لا يخلقه. And the statement of الطحاوي خلق الخلق بعلمه, which means Allah created the human beings according to his knowledge, is a sign from al-Tahawi. He said it to draw our attention to a point that the one who creates has to be knowledgeable. Because if one is not knowledgeable about something, how would one create it? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator. He is the one who creates everything. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is knowledgeable about everything. ذكر الطحاوي ذلك إشارة إلى أن العلم شرط للتخليق، فإن غير العالم بالشيء لا يكون قادرا على خلقه. ويدل على هذا قول الله تعالى، هذا مأخوذ من قول الله تعالى: ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. This is known from the saying of Allah: ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. الخبير, which is the 14th verse in Surah Al-Mulk, and it means, wouldn't the one who creates be knowledgeable about what he creates? ومن هنا يعلم فساد قول الفلاسفة الذين قالوا الله يعلم الأشياء جملة ولا يعلمها تفصيلا. And from here you know the invalidity of the saying of the philosophers that Allah knows things in general and does not know the details of things. على زعمهم الله يعلم أن هناك بشر، أنه يوجد بشر، لكن تفاصيل أعيانهم وأعمالهم لا يعلمها الله، أن العالم يكون فيه بشر، على زعمهم. according to them. For example, Allah knows that eternally, Allah knows that the world will contain human beings. But who are these human beings? And what are they going to do? According to the philosophers, Allah does not know that. A very ill saying. Also, this saying also is based on something similar to the basis of Al-Mu'tazila. Because these philosophers said, had Allah knew the bad things that happen, Allah would not created the universe. Because he does what's best for the human being, for the creatures. This is, he has to do that. This is, so they said, thus he does not know in details what happens. وهذه من المسائل التي يجب تكفير الفلاسفة فيها. And this is one of the matters of the sayings of the philosophers for which they have to be judged as blasphemers. يوجد عدة مسائل يجب تكفير الفلاسفة بها. هذه واحدة منها. There are several sayings that the philosophers have to be judged as blasphemer for each one of them. And this is one of these statements. العلماء قالوا هناك مسائل بالإجماع يجب تكفير الفلاسفة فيها. The Muslim scholars said there are certain statements that the philosophers said by consensus they are judged as blasphemers for them. And this is one of them. This statement is one of these statements. وملخص كل ما ذكرناه أن الله تبارك وتعالى هو الخالق للعالم كله وأن كل العالم وأن كل جزء خلاصة ما ذكرناه أن الله هو الخالق وأن العالم هو المخلوق. The summary of what we said is that Allah is the creator and the universe is created. Allah خالق لا ابتداء لوجوده والعالم بكل أجزائه ما كان موجودا ثم وجد. أوجده ربنا عز وجل. Allah تبارك وتعالى existed eternally without a beginning, and the universe in all its parts and components is created, it did not exist, then it existed, and it existed with the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who brought it from non-existence to existence. هذا شيء أجمع عليه علماء الإسلام. This is something that all the scholars of Islam had consensus upon it. وخالفنا في ذلك الفلاسفة ومن لحق بهم. The philosophers did not agree on that, and likewise those who followed the philosophers. الفلاسفة قالوا العالم لا بداية له. The philosophers said this universe exists without a beginning. بعضهم قال نوعه أزلي وأفراده أزلية. Some of them said the kind of the universe is eternal without a beginning, and the components, and like so its elements, they are without a beginning. وبعضهم قال نوعه قديم وأفراده حادثة. And some of them said the kind of the universe is eternal without a beginning, but its elements have a beginning. علماء الإسلام أجمعوا على تكفير الفريقين. The scholars of Islam have consensus that both parties are blasphemers. ولحق بهؤلاء رجل عاش من نحو 600 سنة يقال له أحمد بن تيمية. A person who lived around 600 years ago followed these philosophers. فقال إن نوع العالم, مع أنه يدعي علم الدين, كان يدعي علم الدين. Although he used to claim that he was a religious scholar. فزعم أن نوع العالم لم يخلقه الله تعالى. He claimed that the kind of the universe is not created by Allah تبارك وتعالى. إنما على زعمه وجد في الأزل مع الله. According to him, the kind of the universe existed eternally with Allah. جعل شيئا غير الله لم يخلقه الله. أثبت شيئا غير الله لم يخلقه. So he claimed that there is something, a thing other than Allah, and which is not created by Allah تبارك وتعالى. فكذب قول الله, الله خالق كل شيء. So he belied the saying of Allah, الله خالق كل شيء, which means Allah created everything. وكذب قول الله هل من خالق غير الله. And فكذب, خلينا على أول آية. فكذب قول الله الله خالق كل شيء, وكذب حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره. He also belied the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام narrated by Al-Bukhari and others, كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره, which means Allah existed eternally and nothing other than him existed eternally. Ibn Taymiyyah, ما أعجبه كلام الله وكلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلاحق بالفلاسفة. Ibn Taymiyyah did not agree with what Allah said. He did not agree with what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. He liked the statement of the philosophers, so he followed them. فحكمه كحكمهم مع إخوانه. So he is judged just as they are blasphemers for that, he is also judged a blasphemer for that. في عدة من كتبه ذكر هذه المقالة الشنيعة. In several books of his, he mentioned this statement. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, more. He mentioned this statement. فماذا يقول هؤلاء الذين يسمون أنفسهم بالسلفية والسلف منهم براء هؤلاء الوهابية؟ ماذا يقولون في كلامه هذا؟ يوافقون على كلامه وهذه ويكفيهم هذا خزي، أو يردونه فيكفرون زعيمهم وقدوتهم؟ So what the Wahhabis, these who claim to be Salafis, what they would say about this matter? Would they agree with what Ibn Taymiyyah said because they glorify him, they take him as the reference in their belief? What do they say? Do they agree with him? If they agree with him about this, this is enough shame on them. Or do they say that he contradicted Al-Quran and As-Sunnah, and then they would judge him as a blasphemer? قال رحمه الله وقدر لهم أقدارا. The author said he meted out matters for them. معنى ذلك أن الله قدر مقادير الخلق قبل حصولها. This means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreed all what Allah decreed all what would happen by the slaves. What the creatures do is decreed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala eternally before they are created. سَوَاءٌ فِي ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُ. Would it be good or bad? طَاعَ أَوْ مَعْصِيَة. Obedience or disobedience. الصِّحَّ وَالْمَرَض. Health or sickness. سعادة أو شقاوة. Good ending or bad ending. والرزق. Likewise, the sustenance. وكل ما كان من نحو ذلك. And all the other matters which the slaves do. كما جاء في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, as it is mentioned by the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن الله كتب مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة وكان عرشه على الماء. إن الله كتب مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة وكان عرشه على الماء. Which means Allah wrote Allah, that is Allah ordered the pen to write on the tablet. Allah wrote everything that will occur from the creatures, that is up till the day of judgment, 50,000 years before they were created. Which means Allah ordered the pen to write that on the tablet. Allah made the pen write that on the tablet with His power. This tablet, which is above the skies, as it is narrated by Muslim in his book As-Sahih. This hadith, هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. فليس الأمر كما يزعم بعض غلاتي المعتزلة القدرية. So it is not like some extreme people who deny al-qadr. Some extreme people among al-mu'tazila say, يقولون الله لا يعلم ما يفعل العبد إلا بعد أن يفعل. They say Allah does not know what the human being does except after the human being does it. وهذا كفر, and this is blasphemy. It's very clear that it is blasphemy. لأن فيه نسبة الجهل إلى الله, because it means that Allah is ignorant. It is attributing ignorance to Allah تبارك وتعالى. ويوجد الآن في دمشق جماعة يقولون هذا الكلام. Nowadays in Damascus there is a group that say this statement. كان شيخ يقال له, كان رجل يقال له أمين شيخه. A man named أمين شيخه lived in Damascus. كان جاهلا. He was an ignorant person. أخذ الطريقة النقشبندية. He took الطريقة النقشبندية. فظن نفسه صار من أهل الفهم والإرشاد. He thought about himself that by that he became a great leader. فصار يقول مقالات شاذة. So he started saying deviated statements. عادة أهل الفساد يحبون الشذوذ. Usually the people who have illness in their hearts, they lean towards things that are, how do I say it, deviant things. بعضهم يميل إلى الشذوذ في الاعتقاد. Part of them lean towards to be deviant in the matter of the creed, to attract the attention of others and attract others towards him. So he comes up with strange things. Some in the area of belief. هذا الرجل صار يقول الله لا يعلم ما يفعل العبد إلا بعد أن يفعل. He said Allah does not know what the human being does except after the human being does it. ما يعزم عليه الإنسان في قلبه بعد أن يحصل منه العزم في قلبه عليه الله يرى ذلك في صدره فيعلم. He said Allah does not know what the person intends to except after the person makes his intention. After making the intention, Allah sees that, then he knows about it. وله غير ذلك من المقالات الشاذة. And he has many other deviant statements. كان يقول جهنم ليست دار عذاب. He used to say hellfire is not for torture. كان يقول جهنم مثل المستشفى. He used to say hellfire is like a hospital. And other ill sayings. هذا الرجل مات. This person died. فخلفه واحد من تلاميذه. One of his followers took his place. He is still alive. يقال له عبد الهادي الباني. His name is عبد الهادي الباني. ما زال يعيش في دمشق. He still lives in Damascus. ويفسد فيها. He is still spreading misguidance there. عندما كان الشيخ عبد الله في دمشق يسكن دمشق سمع عن هذا الرجل. When Sheikh Abdullah used to live in Damascus, he heard about this man. فأرسل شابين ليحضرا مجلسه. He sent two people to attend his session. أي ليسمعا ما يقول. So they hear what he says. رجعا إلى الشيخ قالا له سمعناه يقول البخاري ومسلم يهوديان. They came back to Sheikh Abdullah. They told him, we heard him saying that Al-Bukhari and Muslim are Jewish people. Both of them are Jewish people. فقال اذهبا قال لهما الشيخ اذهبا إلى مفتي سوريا في ذلك الوقت فأخبراه. Sheikh Abdullah told them, go to the Mufti of Syria at that time and tell him. المفتي الذي كان رجلا طيبا عالما طيبا. The Mufti at that time was a good person, a knowledgeable good person. So they went to him. قال له سمعنا ويقول كذا وكذا. فأخذه حبسه ستة أشهر. So he put him in jail for 6 months. ورسم عليه ألا يدرس. And he ordered him not to give any class, not to gather people and give them classes. فانقمع هذا الرجل ما عاد ينشر ضلاله. So خف نشره للضلال. So at that time he couldn't spread misguidance as he used to do after that. ثم بعد ذلك هذا المفتي استقال لأمر ديني. ترك وظيفته لأمر ديني. فجاء بعده إنسان دجال محتال ما له معرفة بالدين. فرجع هذا إلى نشر فساده. Afterwards this Mufti resigned for a religious reason. He resigned from the office. So the one who took his place was an ignorant, deviated person. I will not say more. So he ignored controlling that man. So that's how he got back to spread his misguidance. And he could gather few people around him. اسم المفتي الذي حبسه الشيخ أبو اليوسف عابدين. The name of that Mufti who prevented him from spreading his misguidance was أبو اليوسف عابدين. From a very famous family of scholars in the Hanafi school. He could not do more at the time. So he did whatever he could. Subhanallah. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. Allahu a'lam. Allah knows best. Go ahead. Allah yubarik fikum. Let us, yani, please, how do I say it? Do I need to say it every time? Yani, I might say it one time, twice, then I get shy. Yeah, really. Then I get shy to tell you that. And I will do my best to hear, and the brothers and sisters who are asking, they will do their best to ask. And inshallah, I will not hear wrong, and they wouldn't hear wrong, and no one would understand wrong. As there is something better than that, to cooperate all together. MashaAllah, you were patient for like 1 hour 25 minutes. So be patient for more 10 minutes. We all will benefit. And I think you can notice, yani, we are talking about delicate matters. They are related together. I think in the class that we gave today, you could notice how when one misses one point, when one does not adhere to one base among the bases of the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that might lead him or her far away to blasphemy. So Allah yubarik fikum. Let's cooperate together about this issue. Sahaba used to sit in the session. Well, let's not talk about al-Sahaba. In the some of the rulers, the just rulers who ruled in the past, the people who attended the session, yani they sit in the session as if birds are standing on their heads. You know what that means? They don't move. If you have a bird standing on your head, you don't want it to leave, you don't move. They don't even move. They sat in a very polite way, they talked in a very polite way, with no noise, no chaos. Discussed things like that, although they would be a big number of people. So how about a session of knowledge? Yani, I don't want to be tough. Allah yubarik fikum. Just, this is the knowledge of the religion. Tfaddal habibi. They say it is not created. Are you talking about the philosophers or Ibn Taymiyyah? What, they are the same. They are lost, yeah. Do you want me to say what they say? You don't want me to say that. That it's a very silly, very silly thing. Very silly thing. Yeah, well, because going into that, it's not, it's going to take from our time, and it does not deserve that. Once you know the proof that the universe is created, this is enough. Anything that contradicts it is false, period. They claim, the philosophers, they claim that with Allah existed eternally without a beginning, a mind which existed because of Allah, although it is eternal, and it exists. Do you want me to keep going? No, okay. Go ahead. What's the second question? Yeah. What's the question? Someone else is through the camera. It is still prohibited. Khalwa. Wafiq. Tafadhal, go ahead. Mujahid. Some of the philosophers who what? A name of who? InshaAllah. Ibn Taymiyyah was influenced by Ibn Rushd al-Hafid and others. Al-Hafid, the grandson, not the grandfather, the grandson. InshaAllah, one day we'll mention that. We'll go over that. Ibn Taymiyyah doesn't admit that he was influenced by the philosophers, although he was, and this is very clear through his own statements. But he doesn't admit that he was influenced by them. Impossible, we are talking about what's mentally impossible. And when we say mentally impossible, it means the mind does not mentally, this matter does not exist. It does not accept to exist. It does not accept existence. As for the mental possibility, it is what the mind conceive its existence at one point of time and non-existence at another point of time. So let's take any miracle among the miracles of the Prophet ﷺ. Let's say the water coming out, springing out of his hand. So for the water to spring, it is a mental possibility. It springs. This is so just as it springs from the soil, it can spring from the hand. So just as it is created in the soil, it can be created in the hand. There is nothing impossible about that. So that's really they do not understand the meaning of impossible. They do not understand the meaning of impossible. On top of that, these things occurred, and there is a cut proof, a clear cut proof, a certain proof that they occurred. So they have to be mental possibilities because they occurred. Between the kind of the universe and the elements of the universe. Also, you don't want me to go into details about this issue. So I'm not going to go into details to tell you what they say about that. This is silly. What they say is very silly. Just to give you an idea, for example, the humankind, this is a kind, and each one of the human beings are elements of this kind. So they claim that the humankind existed eternally. Humanity existed eternally. Even if the human beings themselves, they existed after not being existing. But humanity existed eternally. This is what some philosophers said, part of the philosophers said. Of course, this is very... It's clear that this is invalid, because humanity does not exist if no human being exists. So saying that humanity is eternal means that individuals, members, elements are eternal. But this is an easy version of their statement. This is not, no, they say more silly things. اسم اللي علمه لعبد الهادي الباني امين شيخه امين شيخه. عبد الهادي الباني عبد الهادي الباني لا انا ما بعد عايش عبد الهادي الباني ما زال حيا Yeah, the years that we know. 50,000 years, the years that we know, of our years. شرح حديث عمران بن حسين, for example. شرح حديث النزول. الموافقة. And others. وعليكم السلام it's not in the meaning that it is يعني it's not in the meaning of the when it is attributed to the human beings no وفيك Let me make it easy. I'll try to give you an easy example. Yeah. A door. As far as itself is concerned, because it is a door, does this entail that it is closed? Does it necessitate for it to be closed? So being a door does not entail that, it does not mean that it has to be closed. Does it mean, does it entail to be open? If it is closed, then this is not out of itself. Because had it been out of itself, then it would be always closed. If it's open, then it's not out of itself. Because had it been out of itself, then it would have been always open. But you need the door which is a working door. If you don't, it has to be either open or closed. Then whether it is closed or open, there is someone who specified it with that. Is it clear, more clear now? Because as far as the human being is concerned, to be a human being does not entail to do good things. And it does not entail for itself to do bad things. For out of himself, this does not entail to do good things. And out of himself, this does not entail to do bad things. So there is a need for someone who specifies the person who do bad things with that, and who specifies the person who do good things with that. Just go ahead. Just go ahead, brother. I didn't hear you, sorry. No. His father, his grandfather did not follow this wrong path. Actually, his father died while he was a little guy. So later, he came up with this misguidance. His grandfather was a famous Hanbali scholar. Okay. المفتي اللي إجا بعد الشيخ أبو اليسر عابدين. لو كنا ببلد تاني كنت قلت شو حامل مسجلي بدك. الشيخ شو اسمه؟ أحمد كفتارو. أحمد كفتارو اسمه. بارك الله. نعم تفضلي. God, يعني the creator, has to be one. And the one who attributes a son to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and at the same time says that this son is God, then either he is saying that this son is not other than the one that he calls the Father, or that this son is the same as the Father. If he says this is other than the Father, then he is saying that there are two gods. If he says this is the Father, then actually he's saying there are not, the meaning of his statement, there are not two, but there is one that he is giving him two names very easily. Now they might, the one who says that might try to go around it somehow, but also it doesn't work. And the one who says that might say, this is not something, the Son is not different from the Father. The Son is actually an attribute. Also, this does not work because they claim that the Son died, was born, and it died, and he died. And this does not comply with saying that this is an attribute. Doesn't it? This is very simple, very clear, for the one whom Allah willed for him to understand. وفيكم طيب أحسن الله إليكم بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيك.